Welcome to American Mosaic, a program in VOA Special English about music and American life, and we answer your questions. This is Doug Johnson. This week, we answer a question about Groundhog Day coming up this Monday. And we continue our series about music nominated for Grammy Awards this year. But first, we take you to a writing conference in the southern United States. More than 400 people took part in a series of literary events in Key West, Florida earlier this month. They explored the works of immigrant writers. Faith Lapidus tells us about the 22nd yearly Key West Literary Seminar.
The seminar was called Crossing Borders, The Immigrant Voice in American Literature. It examined ways in which the writings of immigrants have enriched and changed American literature and life. 19 well-known and award-winning writers took part in the events. They represented many different cultures and countries. These include Bosnia, China, Cuba, the Dominican Republic, Guatemala, India, Japan, Lebanon, Mexico, Poland, Romania, Trinidad, and Vietnam. Some of the writers were born in other countries and have made the United States their home. Others are American-born writers whose work describes the immigrant experience. The writers took part in 4 days of talks, readings, discussions, and parties. More than 400 people who love literature attended these events. Bharti Mukherjee was one of the main speakers at the Key West Literary Seminar. She spoke about her life and her writing. She has written several books that explore the experience of Indian immigrants in America. The other main speaker was Amy Tan. She talked about how her mother's life influenced her writing. Tan is the daughter of Chinese immigrants. She completed her first book, The Joy Luck Club, after a trip to China with her mother. The Joy Luck Club has been translated into 17 languages. Elizabeth Nunez also took part in the Key West Literary Seminar. She was born in Trinidad and came to America for her college education. Nunez writes about being an immigrant in America. I woke up one morning to find nothing beneath me. I was a tree without roots, standing uneasy on unfamiliar ground. A light gust of wind, and I would topple down. No one, nothing here. Friends, places, things, the very earth, the smell of the wind, the feel of the sun. Nothing I could see, touch, or taste was from the place where I was born, where I grew up as a child, where I ended my teenage years. What fear! What loneliness! Then it came to me. I belonged to the world.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from Mako, Hungary. Irvin Nemeth asks about the American observance of Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day is observed on February 2nd, but only in one place in the United States. That place is Punxsutawney, a small town in the state of Pennsylvania. Early in the morning, a ceremony takes place on a hill just outside of town. It stars a small animal named Phil that is brought there to tell the weather. Tradition says that if the groundhog sees its shadow on the ground, there will be 6 more weeks of cold winter weather. The tradition goes back to an old German story of Candlemas Day, a Christian observance. The old story says there will be 6 more weeks of winter if an animal makes a shadow on February 2nd. Groundhog Day was first observed in Punxsutawney in 1886. Over the years, the story of Punxsutawney Phil spread throughout the country. Phil may not always be right about the weather, but he is important to the local economy. Businesses earn a lot of money from visitors each year. The celebrations have become much more popular since the movie Groundhog Day came out in 1993. Bill Murray stars as a television weather reporter who is not happy with his life. He is sent to Punxsutawney to report on Groundhog Day. Only something strange happens. He lives the same day over and over again until, well, we don't want to give the story away. The movie is even a popular subject of study for experts from different religions. Since the release of the movie, local officials say 30,000 people or more come to Punxsutawney to watch the real Groundhog Day. We continue our countdown of the Grammy Awards. The American music industry will present them 1 week from Sunday on February 8th. The ceremony in Los Angeles will include a performance by the 2 members of the group, The White Stripes. And as Phoebe Zimmerman reports, they could go home with some awards of their own.
The White Stripes are Jack White and Meg White. We do not know if they are brother and sister, or, as other stories say, formerly husband and wife. But we do know they formed the band in Detroit, Michigan, in 1997. And they like to perform dressed in red and white clothing. One of their songs is nominated for 2 Grammys, Best Rock Song and Best Rock Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocal. Here it is. The song is called 7 Nation Army.
I'm gonna fight 'em all. A 7 Nation Army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off. Taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette. And a message coming from my eyes is leave it alone.
Seven Nation Army is on their newest record album, Elephant. Elephant is nominated for Best Alternative Music Album and Album of the Year. Jack White wrote all but one of the songs on Elephant. The album also includes a song from the 1960s by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. It is called I Just Don't Know What to Do with Myself.
I just don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what to do with myself. Nothing, everything for two. I just don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what to do with myself. Like a summer rose, need a summer rain. I need your sweet love to fill the way.
We leave you with another song from Elephant by the White Stripes. This one is called Ball and Biscuit.
Doug Johnson. If you have a question about American life, send it to mosaic@voanews.com. Be sure to include your name and mailing address. If we use your question, we'll send you a gift. Our postal address is American Mosaic, VOA Special English, Washington, D.C., 20237 USA. Our program was written by Shelley Gullist and Nancy Steinbach and produced by Katie Weaver. Our engineer was Audrius Regas. I hope you enjoyed American Mosaic. Join us again next week for VOA's radio magazine in Special English.